On Shabbos, we read about which animals are permitted or forbidden for us to eat. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, "Zois ha'chaya shetochelu." These are the animals that you may eat. And Rashi says something incredible. Malamad shoyo Moshe oiches b'chaya amar oisel l'Yisrael. Moshe picked up each animal and showed it to Klal Yisrael, saying, "This one you may eat, and this one you may not eat." He did the same thing with the birds and the fish and every other creature. He held up one of every species and showed it to Klal Yisrael, so that they should know for all generations, this is kosher and this is not kosher. This is permitted and this is forbidden. But the obvious question is, was Moshe a zoologist? There are hundreds of thousands of species of animals and birds and insects and fish. How did Moshe know which ones were kosher and which ones were not kosher? How did he have access to all of this information? So the Gemara in Masechta Schulin explains, it was the Ribbono Shel Olam himself who taught it to Moshe. The pasuk says, "Zois ha'chaya shetochelu." Whenever the Torah uses the word zois, it implies a physical demonstration. Malamad shetofes HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekol min amin v'her lo l'Moshe. Hashem picked up every type of creature and showed it to Moshe. And he told Moshe, this one you may eat and this one you may not eat. But why was it necessary for Hashem to physically show it to Moshe? Hashem did not show Moshe all of the other mitzvahs. So the Gemara Masechtas Menachos tells us there are three halachas that Moshe struggled to understand. Ad Shehera Lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu, until Hashem physically showed it to him. The first one was Menorah. It says, V'zeh Masa Menorah. Rish Chodesh, HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem, and Shratzim, creatures. V'zeh Lechem HaTameh. In all these cases, the Torah uses the word Zeh or Zois, indicating that Hashem demonstrated directly to Moshe. The Vilna Gaon says that these three mitzvahs are referenced in Moshe's name. The Mem is Menorah, Shin, Shratzim, and Hey, HaChodesh. But the question is, if we are trying to accentuate the greatness of Moshe, shouldn't we highlight the areas where he excelled without Hashem's help? Why are we emphasizing the halachas that he struggled with? And perhaps the answer is that the acronym of Moshe teaches us a profound lesson. The essence of a person is not the areas where success comes easily, but the areas where they toil and Moshe zech to understand. Before Moshe asked Hashem for help, he exerted tremendous effort, sleepless nights and endless amelas to understand Hashem's Torah. Only after giving it everything that he had, he said, "Hashem, I did all I could. Now I need your help to understand and transmit it for all future generations." And Hashem responded, "I value your amelas so deeply that your very name Moshe will embody the effort that you expended to try to understand my Torah. You will wear it as a badge of honor for all eternity." Hence, the name Moshe. Along those same lines, in Parsha Shemini, on the words Darash Darash Moshe, Chazal teach us that these two words, Darash Darash, mark the exact halfway point of the Torah word-wise. The first Darash is the last word of the first half, and the second Darash is the first word of the second half. What is the significance of this? And perhaps it's the same message. The essence of Torah, the heartbeat running through its entirety, is to be a darash, to be a seeker, a pursuer, a mavakesh, to yearn and aspire to understand Hashem's Torah. Reb Shmuel Orbach told over this incredible story. One of the holy tzaddikim of Yerushalayim had a kameya, a mystical amulet, that he would lend to people in need of a Yeshua. This Kabbalistic document was written by the Taz, the author of the Torah Zav, who lived in the 16th century. The kameya was extraordinarily effective. People who were sick experienced miraculous recoveries. Women who were childless conceived after wearing it. The owner of the kameya was extremely curious about what was written inside the kameya, but he knew that opening it might cause it to lose its power. But he thought, if I copied the holy names onto another parchment, maybe I can preserve the blessings and continue helping people with it. Eventually, his curiosity got the better of him. He opened up this ancient parchment, and he was stunned. There were no holy names of Hashem, no secret Kabbalistic formulas. Instead, there was just one simple handwritten line written by the Taz. Ribbono Shel Olam, please bring salvation and blessings to the person wearing this kameya in the schus of my deep toil to understand the Tosfos in Masechtas Chum Daf Tzadik Vav. That was it. Incredible. This is the power of Torah. This is the reward of Amelus. for diligence, for effort, even on one toisvus. Hundreds of years later, people were still experiencing Yeshuas because of the toil and effort to understand the Torah. In other areas of life, it's all about accomplishments. In the workplace, you don't get promoted for effort alone. You need results. But in Ruchnius, in spirituality, the effort itself is what matters most. There's a saying, you get an A for effort. This is usually said sarcastically, meaning, nice try, but you still failed. But in Yiddishkeit, effort is the ultimate success. Even if you don't see immediate results, even if you feel like you're not getting anywhere, keep pushing, keep trying. You never know the eternal impact of your efforts. Moshe Rabbeinu, as his very name demonstrates, will forever be remembered not just what he achieved, but for the extraordinary effort that he poured into understanding and teaching the Torah. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.